Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, Slops, it's just
friendly. Hey, Slops! Oh my God. Meatball and Big Dipper! We're back together again, baby! And we're tonight, doing an intimate episode.
It's just family. You're like...
Oh, yeah. We need to have a little sibling chat before our judges, because we know our monsters
Very good. No, we catch up. We have 5 weeks worth of stuff to catch up. We talk about events. We talk about sexual escapades. We talk about voicemails. And we also talk about a little something called a Segway. Segway Los Angeles for all your electric Segway needs.
All right. Don't do all that, sis. Goodbye. Enjoy the show.
Forever Dog.
When your first choice is a big old bus,
you turn around and boom, you end up with us. Sloppy seconds.
Oh, diva. Ah, our number is 213-536-9180. Our email is sloppyseconds@gmail.com. Now on with the show. How you sloppy, you stupid little fuck, you nasty little fuck, you dirty little fuck, you stupid little fuck. Welcome to Sloppy Seconds with Big Dipper and Meatball. I'm Meatball, and that's Big Dipper, and he's having a Red Bull. I want a Red Bull. All how I did have you is just little,
do, how did you
these
just
little
do
mini
that?
Dr. Pepper.
That
Red
doesn't
Bull.
Look like...
It's like the width. It's a mini.
That doesn't look like a mini. Oh, no, it does.
Yeah. I guess up close. Yeah, no. Oh my God, I look like a giant. Look at
where
these.
Did you get those from?
We buy them from the store because neither one of us can finish a whole Dr. Pepper bottle.
Why is it specifically Dr. Pepper? You were drinking like a 2-liter jug of Dr. Pepper the other night. I bet it got flat real fast.
It gets flat. So we get these little baby ones.
Listen, here we are not talking about Dracula today.
No, we're back. We know you missed us just talking shit.
Don't have a guest today.
No guest. Fuck a guest.
We're both drinking carbonated beverages.
Carbonation.
My fat ass broke my toilet seat today. Ooh, ooh.
Your brand new toilet seat?
I know. I texted Donnell. I was like, it broke.
What? How? Okay. What happened? Did it slide a little sideways because you were trying to reach or something?
So the toilet seat that I got a wooden toilet seat because yes, I've always wanted a wooden toilet seat. I like the aesthetic of that.
Welcome to Toilet Talk because I got some notes about my toilet seat in a minute.
Because you know, like to put it like a ceramic one, mm-hmm. it's all one piece. It's built that way. You know what I mean? Whereas like a wooden one, it's not, they don't carve a circle out of it. They glue pieces of wood together to create that toilet seat. So it's essentially four pieces of wood, like a square, but then curved out on the sides. So there are some seams.
Mm-hmm.
And so it cracked on two of the seams.
So soon. And how long have you, it's less than a month that you've had that.
Like 3 weeks.
Since the Berenstain Bear, okay.
And I was out of town for a week. Okay, I have a docket here. Let me get to my toilet situation. Let's talk about toilet talk. P.S. we're going to have some toilet talk later if you know what I'm talking about.
I don't.
The medical way to eat scat.
Okay. My toilet, I have a pink toilet. I know we've been over this. I have a pink toilet upstairs.
Work.
The toilet seat itself is pink. The toilet seat, we had to replace because the first time, I didn't realize that it's, you can't use like a heavy cleaning product on it because it bleached out the pink.
Oh, got it.
Now, I may have accident. So I use a heavy cleaning product on the toilet bowl itself. But I think some got on it. And so now when I tried to wipe it off, there's like two spots where it's like the color is starting to rub away more and more. And
oh,
I don't understand. What am I so like? I want my toilet seat to be clean, but I can't just use Windex and water on it. You know what I mean? Like, I want to disinfect the seat.
I'll say what all the divas say, like lemon juice and apple cider vinegar will do it.
That might eat. I'll try it. I got limes. All right. Welcome to Sloppy Seconds with Big Dipper and Meatball. And Meatball, and that's Big Dipper. Did I already do that? We might cut all the toilet talk out. We're back, baby.
We're not doing anything. We're just sitting here. I just woke up from a nap.
I did too.
But you're energized, and I feel like I could sleep for 6 more hours.
I'm correct.
Let's go all the way back in time.
Okay, on my so where docket. Do we got a docket? Flipping those pages. What is that? Did you steal that from a hotel?
This is a notebook from a hotel. I would like to hear you talk to me about Las Vegas and meeting Carrot Top. Go.
Oh my goodness. Okay, so about 5 weeks ago, I went to Las Vegas. One of our guests, Amy Miller, if you listened to that episode, we kept making jokes about Carrot Top being gay and then how we were going to seduce him. And then the joke just kept going and going and going until the next thing I knew, we had booked a hotel room, me and my boyfriend in Vegas, and we were booking the tickets for a meet and greet. So we go to the Vegas show to see Carrot Top.
Does he go by another name?
Top? No. I don't know what his real name is.
Karat?
He's just Carrot Top, baby. I will say, the meet and greet was lovely. We went in there. There was maybe 15 people in our meet and greet group. We all stood around. We all had to keep our masks on. The first thing that comes out is his dog. And the dog came out and greeted everybody. And then he came out and just one by one came up, started talking to us, signed the merch that we bought. I spent a lot of money on merch, Carrot Top merch. I got a t-shirt, some pictures, stickers. I got a lot of Carrot Top merch. And then we took a group picture with him, and he was real fun. And he was like, you guys are really young and fun. And then Amy was like, yeah, we're all kind of comedians. And like, we've all been on stage telling jokes. So we were like, yes, we're all comedians. And he was like, great. Well, I have some new material tonight. I'd love to hear what you think about it. And he was talking to us like we were friends. It was very cool. And then we took a picture.
The whole time you're going, I've seen your penis head poke out of your shorts on Instagram.
No, I didn't say any of that. But I also think that maybe he was kind of in on it. Like maybe he knew that we were there as a joke. But he did grab my titty for our solo pictures one-on-one. And my boyfriend, Michael, did grab his side very tight because we were still trying to see what was going to happen. And then we all Instagram messaged him after the show to see if he would like come grab a drink with us or hang out with us. And he didn't respond to any of our stuff. But he was like, yeah, I've seen you guys all like commenting and posting pictures of me. So we know that he's seen our Instagram stories, but he did not respond to them after the show. But well, if you are ever in Vegas,
you didn't have a hot twink with you.
Well, we had two. I think he was more into Amy's ex, Adam, than he was into Michael, but we can't tell Michael that. But if you're ever in Vegas and you are near the Luxor and it's his week on, go see the show because it was actually very good.
Oh, do you get carrot cake at any point after seeing the show?
No, we went and ate Mexican.
Oh, okay, work.
Just down the way because we were waiting for him. We were waiting for the show.
Did he do lots of prop comedy?
It was all prop comedy. It was an hour and a half of straight prop comedy.
So he like reaches under a counter and goes like,
he just has 8 fucking boxes lined up across the back of the stage and he starts at one and works his way through every joke. And then there's a sound guy who is like running sound cues and video cues like as the jokes are coming. Like,
are there a lot of like slide whistles? Like,
there's some of that. There's some like coughing. There's like at the end, he finishes with a huge drag number basically with like 18 reveals.
Could you see the work up close? His facelift and stuff like that?
During the meet and greet? Well, I could see that there was work done previously, but I don't think that he's maintaining.
He just did the big yank like 10 years ago.
Also, it was really weird watching at the very beginning of the show for like a 3-minute countdown. There's just clips of him on like every single late night show for the last 20 years, every movie he's been in. It's just like showing you like, this is Carrot Top. He was one of the most famous comedians of all time in the 90s.
I feel like that's cool because it's like, look, you're seeing a legitimate person who's built a huge career, but it does a little bit feel like you're at someone's funeral.
Yes, I think that joke was made. Yes. I will say the show is an hour and a half long. Could be an hour.
You got some notes. So he never asked you for the notes on the new material.
No, we thought he was going to come hang out with us. So literally after the show, we went to a Mexican restaurant that was like 10 minutes away from the theater. I mean, when I say 10 minutes away, we're all still inside a casino because it's Vegas.
Were you delusional to think that he was actually going to come hang out with you?
Absolutely.
Now, did you ever find a professional email to see about him coming on the podcast?
I have his manager's phone number.
Oh, well, I guess I'll call the booking department.
Yeah, we need him on the pod, even though we outed him. Okay, now,
socks outed him, motherfucker. Come in the back of his throat. Sorry, keep going.
I'm sure he's like a strict top, no cum comes near his face.
And like no kissing buttholes.
No, yeah. The next night, I went to go see RuPaul's Drag Race live.
Derek Barry.
Derek Barry was there, and she recognized me in the audience.
We also need to book her on the podcast. What are we doing?
Write Derek Barry on your little hotel notepad. And while Miss Vanjie was performing,
this is how the donuts get made, people. Just so you know,
she looked down at me.
Yes,
pointed, tapped her tuck, and said, "This is how you tuck."
Vangirella said that. Did
Miss Vanjie? And then afterwards, I told Naomi, "I go, we're staying for the meet and greet. I have to talk to Vanjie. You can't. You're not allowed to talk to them during the meet and greet. You just stand on the stage, like in front of them, and the picture is taken." But I turned to Vanjie and I went, "I love your tuck, sis." And she was like, yeah. And then later we were messaging and she was like, you know, I'm just collecting my little checks. And I was like, little checks? She has it out for me.
What? Wait, what do you mean little checks? How does that
She was making fun of the fact that the whole time we were on tour, my tuck was loose. And two, she was saying like, I'm making a ton of money. And she was just being like, you're still not. You came to my show. Anyway.
She sounds like she was being playful.
Yeah, put her on the list of people we should be pointing at. You.
Okay,
put her on
well,
the
this
list.
Is okay. A booking, a brainstorming episode. That's what's
okay. So now where? Well, they need to hear this because we also need to get. We have to do this. Okay, so what was your? Oh, Berenstain Bear Festival. The Harrison
it's called
Street,
the Berenstain Street Fair.
Fair.
And now I'm getting in so much trouble because everywhere we talked about the other name for it as our joke name, when I posted about it on Instagram, everyone was like, oh, you mean the Berenstain Street Bears Fair? And I'm like, girl, that name somehow has more recognition than Berenstain Street Fair at this point.
You look like you're having a wonderful time. And was that the first reveal of that ham and cheese?
It was the
costume?
First time I wore the ham and cheese costume in public. I don't know how to store that. Where do I put it? It can't go in a closet. It's sitting in my living room right now. But what about when I have tricks over? How do I explain the large...
Soft sculpture. That is my soft sculpture I had made.
I commissioned
made.
This from Serena Chacha.
Don't you have a garage? Can't you like wrap it in
I
trash
guess I
bags
could
and put it in the garage?
Up in plastic and put it in the garage. You are
That's
correct.
What I would do. I also just cleaned my garage this morning.
Ooh. And
room
feel?
For my new Segway that's coming.
Oh, okay.
Put it on the list. Put it on the list.
Okay, so I drove to San Francisco. I had never done the drive to San Francisco. We took the scenic route, which we did it on purpose because we wanted to see the ocean, but it did take a long, long time.
It takes like 8 hours that way.
And we were going to stop. We went to the Madonna Inn, which, why?
I just was there for a wedding. Add it to the list.
No point in going to the Madonna Inn anymore. I feel like, okay, here's the point. If you got the good room to stay in, or if you're going during the daytime, the sun was down. We were not staying there overnight. So we ended up going there for the food.
Yeah, you went there to eat. You get the cake. Yeah, you get the cake.
But and we didn't get cake because I was on my program.
Write it down. No. No, you're supposed to get the cake and then you sit in the main room where the dance floor is and they have like a live band. And
there was a live
dance.
Band, but they wouldn't seat us in the main room because we didn't have a reservation. So we had to eat in the cafe and the woman who served us, her name was Sheena Weston, sister to Sheena Easton. And she was a real mean person to us.
That was a good one.
I made that up. Thank
that
you so much.
Good. That was good.
And then we just ate food, and it was like 8:30 or 9 o'clock, and I just looked at Donnell, and I was like, should we just drive the rest of the way to San Francisco?
Wait, so like, I thought you were gonna, you didn't get a room there and stay the night?
We were thinking about it, but we didn't do it ahead of time. And then we got there and I was like, this sucks. Let's just go. So then we drove and we stayed at like a Howard Johnson in the Mission. And we got there at 1 a.m. and like woke up randomly in the morning in San Francisco after crashing in like a little shitty hotel. And then we moved into like this super nice Hilton downtown.
No, can't do that. That is not the way I like to travel. I need to know where I'm staying and leave. And I don't drive at night. I hate driving at night.
Oh, yeah. Well, Donnell did most of the driving because I was, okay, legitimately, once he took over driving after that, I was like bobbing in and out of being awake because I was so tired. I had shot my music video. We had done a bunch of, we did the live show and then immediately like went, like there was just so much going on. I was so tired.
I haven't had neither one of us had had a free weekend for the last 3 months.
He looked at me and he was like, I like said something back to him and he was like, what you said just didn't make any sense. And I was like, what? And he was like, you just said, yeah, well, if Jesus didn't sweat through the tank top, you could have gotten it. And I was like, what were we talking about? He was like, I brought up the person who sings this song on the radio. Like, it was
You were asleep.
I was asleep, but like somehow open. Responded. And it reminded me of in college, I used to be so sleep deprived. I would go to class and take notes, and my notes would not make any sense whatsoever. I'd be like scribbling gibberish, kind of with my eyes open, like listening to the professor, like bobbing my head back and forth. Woo!
Those are the days in college when I would be like, it's just not going to happen for me today. I would just get up and leave a class.
I mean, that's probably not meant to be taught. More respectful than sitting there half asleep trying to pay attention, girl. All right, girl. Well, let's take a break.
We're going to take a break now. Eating better is easy with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals.
Every fresh, never frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes.
You'll have over 35 different options to choose from every week, including Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Also, there are more than 60 add-ons to help you stay fueled up and feeling good all day long.
When my fridge is stocked with Factor meals, I'm like, oh, baby, I don't have to think about this. Mm-hmm. Like, it is so nice. The combinations are so good. I am a meat eater, but the vegetable options, there are so many. Like, I remember I had a mushroom with pasta and like a cauliflower rice. And I was like, the mushroom is filling. Like, there's plenty of portion, there's plenty of vegetable, and there's plenty of flavor. And I am usually sort of not a microwave person.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool that this quality of food can just be heated up in the microwave.
And so fast. I also love it because I am a very much into ordering delivery.
Now
having all the food there, I can kind of pick what I want and it's ready in 2 minutes. I don't have to wait an hour for stuff to get delivered. And these are way healthier options than ordering delivery.
Completely. And when they have multiple things in them, you know, sometimes it's like, oh, if I cook for myself, all I'm going to eat is the biggest bowl of pasta you've ever seen in your life. But this is you get a little pasta and the chicken and a vegetable all in one dish.
Looking for gourmet meals? Try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus.
And Factor meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. All you gotta do is heat up and savor the good stuff.
Customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause to reschedule deliveries that suit your lifestyle.
And we're celebrating Earth Day all month long with Factor. Look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu items for their lowest carbon footprint meals.
Head to factormeals.com/sloppyseconds50 and use code sloppyseconds50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box.
That's code SLOPPYSECONDS50 at factormeals.com/SLOPPYSECONDS50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
That's a slay, baby. Okay, and but we're back. Oh, it was okay until the end. Will, can you auto-tune that so I sound good? Actually, that's a lot of work.
Don't do that to Will. Don't do that to Will. Let them listen to the real grittiness of your voice.
Oh.
Okay, so quickly about the performance. I had a great time. It was my first time performing since February 15th of 2020. I did a little comedy show.
No, you did a live show.
I did a little comedy show. You and I, we did our live show together. I did one or two online gigs. But it was the first time I did a full concert. It was 30 plus minutes. I had six backup dancers. I did a whole show outside. And it was raining on and off, on and off, on and off. And right before we started, it stopped raining. And so during my first song, they like pulled all the tarps off the speakers and everything. So and then it didn't rain for the rest of the thing.
That I did that for you because you didn't sweat through that tank top.
And I was like, I'm delirious, but here we go. It was really fun. I had a great time.
That's great. How was it? Like, what did it feel like performing again?
I was really nervous I wasn't going to have the stamina, but only once did I feel like, oh, fuck, I'm really going to get tired. But I was able to recover pretty quickly.
That's good.
And for the rest of it, I was able to do it. I had a bunch of costume changes. I remembered all the lyrics to the songs I wrote 5 years ago that I still, you know, perform. Like, it was cool. I had a really good time. But I will tell you, when you have to say words into a microphone, remember sort of dance moves and staging, and it's a daytime gig, so you can see every single person's face. Oof. See their facial expressions, see them filming you, see them talking.
That's why
to their
I don't
friend.
Wear my glasses when I perform, so and I don't like, have to see people's faces.
I'm processing what I'm looking at, which is like gauging how people are enjoying the show and figuring out what I can do to make that experience better. If they're looking a little low energy, how I can, like, you know, do a call and response or get people engaged. I'm thinking about all that while also, you know, rapping lyrics into a microphone. So having to do both those things is a muscle, and I hadn't exercised that in a long time. So it was cool. I had a good time.
I'm so happy for you.
And check.
What's next on the check off the list, off the hotel list?
Your party fat slut.
Oh my god, if that was so long ago.
It was like 3 weeks ago.
Threw a party. Called Fat Slut. We packed out Precinct. I had a wonderful time. We started with some of my favorite drag queens. I brought in Pinche from Dallas.
We love
Cornbread
Pinch.
And love Mary corn. Cherry.
Love
and
Cher.
I performed. It was a really fun show. Then we had the sexy food eating competition that could have gone two ways, and it went well. Some of the notes that I got from people in the audience, there were six contestants, but I think it was only 30 minutes long. Like, I really kept it moving.
But that's long.
Yeah. But I was keeping it moving, and it should have been five contestants, but there was a small boy with a mustache in the front row who said, let me do it. And I said, well, gotta let you in. Now,
now they ate food. Could you next time get someone with a nice ass and put whipped cream in their crack and have their ass eaten out on stage? Because that's a contest I would join. That's how you get another pink
I don't
style.
Know if that's the direction I went, but I did. The notes that I got were like, I wanted messier food. They wanted
Sloppy
like
Joe's.
Cakes and stuff, but I really didn't want to fuck up Precinct, so
you
I got them
buttered noodles.
No, I gave them spaghetti and meat sauce. There was a half a watermelon, a rotisserie chicken, 12 boiled eggs.
Ew.
I know.
So
the minute
did,
those came out of the refrigerator, everyone in the room was like, gross. There was
you did the, Trisha Paytas. Hi, here's what I eat in a day.
That's yeah, basically. And then what was the other ones? There was two other ones, and then it ended with the top two having to do a sexy cheesecake eating competition where each got a full cheesecake and they got to do whatever.
You
they
bought
wanted.
Dinner for these people.
I spent a lot of money on food. It was a lot of money on food. But the winner won $300.
Okay,
and
work.
Nicole was there to judge the competition. We had a wonderful time.
Love
I can't
Nicole.
Wait for the next one.
I haven't seen Nicole in so long.
Me either. That was the last time I saw her. And then I got very fucked up at her house afterwards to the point where she was like, how are you going to get home?
That's me being like, it's time to go to bed. How are you going to get home?
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. But I had already called a Lyft. She just kept on being like, where is it? And I was like, girl, I don't know. It's 2 a.m. What else?
I would like to know about your experience at the Moderna Inn. Because you went to a wedding. So I went to a wedding. You weren't like in the middle of a road trip. You were there for the destination.
Yes. So all of our other friends got there the night before. But me and Michael, I had to work, and Michael had to work, so we were just like, okay, let's go up the day before, or the day of. So we drove up. It's only like 3 hours away.
Mm-hmm.
It was beautiful. We went to the wedding. They held it in the dining hall, like where the dance floor is where we were all sitting. And, oh, yeah, it was the wedding for Creme Fatale, our good friend.
Work, yes.
And it was just really fun. Like, it was just a really good time. And, like, the Madonna Inn... you're right. There aren't, not all of the rooms are super cool, but our friend Cheyenne from the Best Friends Club got one of the coolest rooms. Apparently it's one of the owner's favorite rooms. Everything in the room was made of rocks. Like the walls and the floor were all just like exposed rock. And then her shower, you could turn it on and you would hear the water running, and then you could watch it run from the ceiling down like a sled of rocks basically, and then onto you. And the sink was the same way, which was kind of funny because after you peed and went to wash your hands, you had to turn the sink on, and then you got to wait for it. You know, you got to like gravity do its thing. And so we did that. We went to the pool and swam until the pool closed. We hung out in her room.
They had a pool. See, now it sounds like a cool place.
Yeah, there's a pool and it doesn't close until 11, and the whole thing was heated. So and it's like in San Luis Obispo, so everything was covered in fog. What do they call it? Slow.
Louis.
I don't know. We had a wonderful time. Creme had a beautiful wedding, a great reception. The food there
was
good.
It was a beautiful wedding.
And the cake there, you got to try it. There's three different flavors.
Did you have the pink champagne?
We had the pink champagne cake. Champagne cake. Okay. Now what? Okay, we're 23 minutes in. What else is on the docket?
All right, so the Madonna Inn.
Madonna Inn was great. I suggest everyone go, but when you do, you're going to have to pay a lot of money for a nice room.
Okay.
Because, some of the more basic rooms, we were in, a medium room. So it was just really big, but it was, wood paneling. But then our other friends were in a room the same size as ours, but their entire wall was, glittery. And in photos, it looks like the whole room is rhinestone. Ours was called Morning Star. It was supposed to be like a Western-y.
Did you feel Western? Did you call Orville and FaceTime him and say, does this look Western to you?
Should have called him. Does this look Western to you?
Girl.
And then we woke up the next morning.
Living for the bidet. Sorry.
And I was vomiting. So we headed out, came home. Then all of the Best Friends Club, I slept the whole time I was here. Then all of the Best Friends Club came over. Well, not all of them. Everyone was Cheyenne. Anyway, they came over. We got ready.
Outguest, huh?
On Halloween, yeah, mama. Then we all
got ready.
We went out to the Twin Temple concert to see Louisiana Purchase perform. And she did five numbers straight, just talking in between and then continuing to perform. And I was like, I would never have the stamina to do that. I was like, get me through 1 3-minute, and I'm like, ugh. And then the concert was great. Then we went to Precinct to go eat dinner because we didn't eat beforehand, and the kitchen was closed. So then we all came over to my house, and I ordered us 3 pizzas, extra large, and they would have fed us all. I don't know. The only pizza place that was open at midnight and on Halloween. And when they delivered the pizzas, there was one missing for 12 people.
Wait. You ordered 3 pizzas, and they only sent 2?
I ordered 3 extra large pizzas, and they only sent 2. So
what
everyone
did you
one slice of pizza. I did, and they just were like, we can't do anything, we'll refund you. But I was like, there's got to be something you can do. It's like, I had all these people waiting for 45 minutes. The guy went and picked it up. There was 3 pizzas on the order, and you opted to just be like, oops, we can't do anything, not come pick it up from us. They were literally like, we're closing, everything's off. And I was like, but it said 3, you got everything else on the order except for 1 pizza. I find that hard to believe.
I'm sure there is, but as we're talking about it, I feel like there's nothing more frustrating than like a missing food item. It's only okay if I'm like binge eating and I order like six things from a Thai restaurant and they like miss one of them. Because the exact same thing happened with me and Donnell when we were in San Francisco after the show. We went back to the hotel, we ordered food, and we were just popping off on the menu and they forgot the like duck that we ordered that we were so excited as like the main course. Now, when all the food arrived, we realized we had significantly overordered. So they just like refunded me and we didn't get that one dish. But it was so frustrating because I was like, that was the main dish. Now we're just eating like the noodles and the appetizers. It was plenty of food. But for a big group of people and not having plenty of food, girl.
Well, the that worst is the part about it was outrageous. Like, I called the driver and he was like, that's what they gave me. That's what they gave me. And no. So then I called Uber or whatever, and I was on hold for super long, and then while that was happening, I, like, was filling out the thing on the thing, and it was just like, we'll refund you, and then I got customer service, and they were like, yeah, sorry, there's nothing we can do, we can just refund you, or you can call the restaurant and see what to do, and when I called the restaurant was like, hey, so sorry, we're closing now, so there's nothing we can do, and I was like, I will send someone over, I will send an Uber to come pick it up, like, if there's any way. I was like, there's just a bunch of people downstairs and there's not enough food for everyone.
You said, they said, call Domino's,
but they weren't open, there was nowhere else open.
LA sucks for late LA night sucks food. Can we just be honest about that?
At night, at everything, all the restaurants close at 10, and if there's, and if and if it's coming to a close, like,
close,
you can't order
nine.
At 9:45. You can't order at 9:30. Order
stop. Some of them
stop.
Close at 9.
The only place that's open late around me is open till 11. But I know we had a friend visiting from New York, and she's like, everything closes so early. And I was like, yeah, everything in New York stays open till 2.
Girl.
I miss that. But also, no one would make money here.
I remember in New York, I used to go to this party. I've talked about it before, West Gay. And it was
I
on
used to go to Westgate.
It was on the West Side at a club called the West Way. And the only late night food option, it was in sort of an industrial area, so there was not
there's nothing around.
There was no bodega open. And you know, if I would take the train home or take the car home, if I was feeling bougie and I had $40 to spend on getting home and take the car.
You feel like ordering duck?
I would always stop. I would have the car drop me off at the bodega 2 blocks from my house.
Yes.
And I would get a turkey sandwich, maybe with bacon on it, club sandwich that I would eat fully at 4 a.m. or whatever when the club was closed. Or yeah, it would be late as hell. But right by the Westway, like a few blocks over, and I forget what street it was. I want to say Broadway, but I don't know that that's west enough. There was a McDonald's. And this McDonald's was sometimes open and sometimes not. And it always depended on what time of night it was. Sometimes it was like fully open and there was a line of people and you could like get food. And sometimes it was closed. And other times they would be like closing, and so they would like turn you away, and it was always like I never craved McDonald's. I was never interested in getting McDonald's, but always be like I'd walk the 2 blocks from the club and there would be this moment of like, do I take the train or get a car, and can I go to the McDonald's? Those were the like late night decisions that got made on the street.
That reminds me of Bagelsmith across from Metropolitan.
Girl,
now
yes,
because now they don't know, they choose when to close. They used to be open so late, and so last time I was there, I looked on their website and it was like, we close at 11, and I hopped in a car and I made sure to get my ass over there.
Close at 11? I've got
yeah, it used to be like basically 24
3 in
hours
the morning. Yeah.
Yeah, now it's like close at 11, and I got there at like 10:30, and like the place was shut down. They had their gates closed.
What are they doing over there? They don't want the drag queens? They don't want the kids?
I think maybe Mary Cherry had made too much of a stink. I don't know. She should I? Oh, we should take that out. Everyone knows that Mary Cherry wait, why am I still saying that?
Oh, God. All right, let's take a break.
We'll be back at the end of the break.
Okay, we are back.
What else is on the docket? What else have you been doing?
I went to Palm Springs for Leather
Pride. For Leather Pride, baby.
So,
stayed at CCBC? Did you stay at CCBC?
I didn't. When this episode comes out, it will be Palm Springs Pride will have just happened, but the
and week I will have been there. Oh. I'm leaving for Palm Springs tomorrow,
so I warm the desert up for ya.
Yeah, but I know all those pools are gonna be bear soup.
So I went the week before, which was Palm Springs Leather Pride, and they have a PSLOD, I think is what it's called. Pumpkin Spice Lattes of the Desert. Just kidding. It's called Palm Springs Leather Order of the Desert. So they are the nonprofit organization that put on Palm Springs Leather Pride. And I stumbled across Leather Pride a few years ago. I was in town visiting my aunt and uncle, and some friends of mine were like, come to this pool party. And I was like, okay, I went. I probably talked about it on the podcast. I went to the pool party, and I walked inside the hotel where the pool was, and everyone was like, naked or half naked and fucking or not fucking. Like, it's a clothing optional resort, and they literally, for this specific pool party, people have their hotel rooms open, the people are fucking in there, people are fucking out in tents, they put slings up in tents out in the yard. Like, it is a complete fuck fest nude, you know,
party time, you know what I mean? You were sucking dick left and right.
And you, well, I wasn't. And you tell me, what do you think the demographic is at this pool party?
Twings. Bears. No. Fat bears. Big leather daddy bears.
No, it's just like, if you, you know, it's more, the majority are over 50. You know what I mean? The majority are pushing 50.
You're having it.
It's like daddy central. But it's very overwhelming. So my takeaway from the whole event, there were lots of things. And what I should have done is just gone and slept. Slept at the hotel, relax, go to a pool party, go home and sleep. I went to the leather contest. I watched the new Palm Springs, like Mr. Palm Springs leather winner get crowned.
And then you saw him crowning.
No, but it was really sweet. He talked about his coming out story and how he told his sister, and she was the one person who supported him. And then at the end, when they were taking photos, there was like a random woman, like not outfitted in leather at all. And she came up on stage and was like taking a picture with him, and he just like piped up. He was like, "This is my sister. This is who I was talking about." And the whole crowd like cheered for her. It was like a really touching moment.
While someone's getting fisted in the back.
No. So, so this was my takeaway from the whole thing. I enjoy leather. I don't know that I'm in the leather lifestyle, but I definitely enjoy the aesthetic, and I do find it sexual. What are you doing with your eyes?
Just having a stroke.
Oh. But what I will say, what I find overwhelming is that at these parties, there is this incredibly non-existent line of distinction between a dance party, a socializing party, a fuck party. And I think people find that very, very freeing. But I found it a little overwhelming personally. So like, I went out to this bar and I like look over and I see someone that I know and I wave at them and I go over and I talk to them and I'm talking to them. And then I like look to the left and I see someone like smiling and kind of bouncing. And then I look behind them and I was like, oh, they're getting fucked. Just right there. Like, it's not like, you know, oftentimes it's like the back room is for fucking.
Yes.
And I don't know if I'm being a square or as that our favorite caller that we refer to calls
Vanilla,
me.
Vanilla 512.
Calls me Vanilla from the 512. I don't know if I'm being vanilla here, but
I don't
in
think
my
we
mind,
should say their name anymore.
We've never said their name.
51 is it their name, not 512?
Don't do that to me. But I was like, oh shit. Like this is actually hard for me to put all of these things in the same moment. Like in my mind, I'm like, oh, if you're gonna fuck, go to the back room. And if you're gonna like hang out and socialize, be on the patio. And if you're gonna dance, be in the dance floor. But it was all happening at the same time. Same thing with the pool party. It's sort of all happening.
But don't you think that probably just comes from like here in Los Angeles, you can't just fuck out in the, like you gotta take it to a bathroom. Like it's just the way that we're used to things, because I know I don't feel that way when I'm in Palm Springs at those parties because I'm like, this is a free-for-all.
Right. I just said personally.
For
me, personally, the way I would have a conversation with someone is sort of different from the way I would interact with someone if I was cruising them. And maybe that means I'm a fake-ass bitch and I'm like, sexually code-switching too much.
Seems like it might be.
In my mind, those things are kind of separate. Also, we've talked about this before. Like, I don't want to be fucking someone and they go like, oh my God, Big Dipper, yes. Like, I want my performance persona to be separate from my sexual persona. Mm-hmm. And I think when everyone's sort of talking and introducing one another and then being like, Mark, oh, he's busy. Clearly, he has a dick in his mouth. And you're like, whoa, I was just trying to shake someone's hand.
God damn it, Marcus.
You know, I don't know. That part to me was overwhelming. But I would say overall, I had a nice time. But I'm really trying to. It's been 36 years and I don't. Well, I hate when people do what I just did. Say like, it's been 36 years. And it's like, well, no, you didn't start your weird behavior.
You didn't come out until 21.
At least you're 20. So,
but you didn't start cruising and stuff until like probably 30s.
Well, I'm not talking about cruising. I'm talking about FOMO. Like, if I know there's a party going on that I have curiosity to attend or a prepaid ticket to attend, even if I'm feeling tired, I will, like, force myself out of bed, slam a Red Bull, and try to go to that party. Even if I won't have a good time, I have such severe FOMO. I always want to know what the thing is and
see
what it is.
That's your journey. I would go. I would nap it out and go.
That's what I did, but I kind of feel like I should have just stayed in and relaxed. Recovered from the Berenstain Bears Fair.
Now who's going to get in trouble?
Well.
Okay, what else is on the docket? Oh, about me.
Oh, about you. Nothing else. I guess you're not busy. I do want to just say quickly, I can't really announce it because it's not public, but I did book a very exciting gig for the spring of next year.
Oh, yeah, you told me.
And it's going to be a fun time.
Stinky.
Did you cook a puttanesca? Sorry, what?
Cook a puttanesca? I made a soup last night.
Oh, God. Made How a white was your be- soup?
Made a
you
white
did. You
bean,
made the white bean soup?
White bean, portobello kale. What else was in it? What's the one that's like not an onion? It's round.
Shallot.
No, it's long and white, and then it has a green thing on the top that goes like this.
Green onion? Oh, leek.
Yes, leeks was in it. A bunch of herbs. Oh, I'm getting a Segway. I cleaned my garage because I'm getting a brand new Segway scooter, baby.
So talk to us about this. Segway LA reached out to you because they
were like. Segway Los Angeles reached out to me.
Those assholes at Lime and Bird have ignored you for too long.
Yes, our longtime listeners will know. And I constantly talk about how I'm always on scooters and stuff. And they were like, do you want one? Like, we know you want one. And Lime and Bird wouldn't give you one. We'll just give you one. So I went over there to Segway Los Angeles, looked at their showroom, picked out a Scooty, and it's getting custom wrapped. So it's going to be fun colors that I picked out. And I'm going to make a costume to match it, and I'm going to be like fucking Evel Knievel on that bitch.
Now,
I'm taking it to shows.
Did you get the kind that's like a little motorbike, or did you get a scooter?
It's basically a small Vespa.
That's too much.
It is too much. But I think
it's legal, or you have to ride it on the sidewalk, or what is the
rule? I think
you
can do. I think it's technically a bicycle because there are pedals on it.
Oh, okay. Work.
But it
work.
Is the shape of a Vespa.
Okay.
With pedals.
I'm scared for you.
I'm scared for me too, baby. But I am going to see if I can take it on stage with me.
Is it gas powered or it's all
electric? No, it's
electric.
It's a Segway. You know the guy who invented a Segway died on a Segway?
What?
The person who invented Segways died because he was riding a Segway like on a cliff and he fell off the cliff on a Segway.
On a cliff?
I just listened to a podcast about it. Literally listened to that podcast the day before Segway Los Angeles reached out to me. Also, if you live in LA, baby, get to Segway Los Angeles. They got Segways. They got motorbikes. They got Segways.
Well, we also need to give you a nice shout out because you were the star role in the Drag/Murder Halloween radio play.
Oh, yeah. That came out too. Jesus Christ.
I know. I think
we might need 3 episodes a week.
No, we can't do it. I can't. Can we sell ads on that many? No, it's like the Dragula thing has really changed because we used to be able to chit chat and catch up and with our guests. Now we're only talking about the Dragula recap.
But I think as more and more girls get like kicked off, it'll be easier to like chit chat about our lives.
That's right.
But so can they do a double elimination?
You're like, I'm looking for some queens to go. How did you feel about the Drag/Murder?
I loved it. I listened to it all the way through. A bunch of people were talking to me about it, and then I was like, I should listen to it, because right after it came out, because I was like, I remember like doing it and reading the script, but when we recorded it, we were just recording like certain scenes with certain people, so I didn't get to hear like when Gia Gunn is talking. It for me, it was you,
right? And same with all the Margaret Cho stuff.
Yeah, so it was like all filler. So when I finally got to like listen to it, I was like, wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, it was. There was a lot. There was a lot of logistical things to put together to make it happen.
Did you enjoy it?
Yes, I thought it worked out great. And big.
My favorite part was when we were recording, and Bob and Jackie Beat seemed like they were hated each other, and it got real tense.
Got into a fight.
It got tense, and I know that they were like kind of joking. I couldn't tell, but I know that me and Lucy Stuhl and Maureen San Diego were texting each other back and forth, being like, "Is this a joke? This is uncomfortable."
Yeah, there was a lot going on. But it turned out great. I was really happy with that.
I am too. So if you haven't listened to it yet, go ahead and give it a listen. It's on literally everybody's
podcast. It's on everybody's feed. And Meatball is not just an acclaimed actor on Netflix, episode 4 of Pretty Smarts.
Just the one smart. Which they're going around, they're doing, okay, listen, they're going around and it seems like they're doing like media stuff for it.
And you didn't get the call?
No, I'm fine not getting there. That doesn't make sense for me to get the call. But I am, fingies crossed, maybe there's going to be a season 2. Maybe
and
I can
Kyle reappear.
Maybe I can weasel my way back in there.
They do a second, they do another episode with a different drag night.
Yeah, and I'm not in it. It's like someone else. It's like Bob or Monet. Anyway.
And they're like, "Hey, Kai."
And, you're and
like,
it's just Monet. And they're like, "You look thinner, but your ass is still fat."
Wow. Did you get a BBL?
BBL?
All right.
On Bob and Monet's podcast, Monet did an impression of me that was very bad.
Well, she did a great impression of Gemma Collins.
She did do a Gemma Collins. No, she did Tiffany Pollard.
Oh,
reading
right.
Jimmy
Pollard talking about.
All right, we're doing.
Do you have an order of a voicemail? Or
let's
any
start
of them?
With the one from the guy that has a very similar voice to you. When I was listening to it, I literally was like,
"So I hooked up with a guy last night. The sex was really hot. I fucked him a couple of times. I came in his ass. It was a reunion because we had sex almost a decade ago. What a great time! And at the end of it." He casually mentioned how he likes to eat shit. He loves it so much. And the kicker is he said he used to have severe IBS, but now after eating shit, he takes 2 shits a day. They are always solid. They are always great. He never has any stomach issues. And he said, eating other people's shit is the best probiotic his body has ever had. Fuck all your yogurt cultures and kefir. Eat someone's shit and you will have great shit yourself. Goodbye!
Okay, full disclosure, that was
That
me.
Sounds like you.
It was me.
Great call, though. High energy, straight through, no
told
fumbling.
The story.
You knew, we didn't need to hear anything else. You told
it's
the story.
It's almost as if that caller hosts a podcast. So do you want to answer that call, or do you want me to tell a little bit more of the story?
I think we got the whole story.
Ah!
But what I will tell you is... That is a thing called a fecal transplant, and I had a friend when I lived in New York who got one because they had such severe IBS, and their doctor was like, all we're going to do is take someone with a healthy gut, take their poopies, blend it up with water, and then they take a tube and stick it up your nose, down your throat, and then they release it into your body. And like a yeast eating bread, it will grow. It starts to eat whatever's in there, and it gives you the good bacteria.
So you get the good poopies.
So you get the good poopies.
Well, you probably pay thousands in medical bills to do that, or just find a rim chair and hop on underneath it.
Did you poop in this man's mouth?
I didn't. No, I bumped into him at one of these events. It was like a reunion because we had met 10 years ago when I was traveling around on tour. This was back before I was on prep years ago, and he wanted me to fuck him without a condom. But I said no.
Give it to him raw. Give him that dog, baby.
But I said no because I wasn't on prep and I was in a relationship and I only fucked other people with condoms. Well, no, I only fucked my boyfriend with condoms too. I was a condom gal. So we like bumped into each other and he was like, how you been? We took talk for a little bit. And then he's like, what's going on? Are you, you know, raw dogging these days? And I'm like, yeah, well, you know, I've been on prep for years and yes and yes. So we had a really great time together. And then we did some more talking afterwards. This story was the last piece of information that he said. But he asked me what I was spending a lot of my time doing. And I said, oh, podcasting. And I said, actually.
See, now it's a bad call.
What do you mean? I'm not doing a call.
Oh, okay.
I'm talking to you, though you're on Instagram.
Yes. Yes. So you're talking. So
we're talking about podcasting, and he says, oh my god, people are so into podcasting right now. And he goes, he was like, my friend is this like massive cum dump. He just like loves taking, you know, loads in his ass. And he was like, we're having a great time this weekend in Palm Springs because he's just getting like fucked constantly. And I was like, you know, we actually did an episode with a cum dump on my podcast. And he was like, oh my god, my friend was just telling me about that. He was like recommending I listen to this podcast where he heard a cum dump went on the show. And I was like, that's my podcast. And he was like, oh shit. So girl, the cum dump. The cum people dump are hearing good. About the cum dump.
Come on, cum dump. Well, this is a great time to segue into our email that we got from one of our wonderful listeners. They will remain a listener?
Oh, okay. Do you want to read it? Because I just talked for a long time.
How kind. Hi, Dipper. Hey, Meatball. I'm Flank, and I'm a longtime listener here. I actually sent you snacks right before the pandemic, and I'm not sure if you ever received them.
We didn't.
We did not, because once that studio shut down. During the cum dump episode, Dipper said, we want to be able to have conversations and be able to talk about some things that's maybe taboo and explore it. And you received multiple complaints because many listeners felt it was irresponsible to do the interview. In a previous episode, you two explained how you were considering bringing Lady MAGA onto the podcast. The very same conversation came about regarding responsibility, and you two felt it would be irresponsible to bring Lady MAGA onto the podcast. Why did you deem it irresponsible to have a drag with an opposing political viewpoint?
I love when people refer to drag queens as a drag.
She's a drag. Have a drag with an opposing political viewpoint, but not irresponsible to have a cum dump who's discussing bug chasing. At the end of the day, this is your podcast and you can interview whoever and you will not lose me as a listener. But this seems very hypocritical to me.
I shouldn't have let you read this. This has been a rough ride.
I'm so high. On my dad grass. And I am trying to understand the reasoning behind the decision. The reasoning behind the decision was, actually, I still would have had her. But I think it was also...
It was me.
Yeah, it was you.
I'll say this. I was very anti having Lady MAGA on the show. And there were a few things at play. One, we were close to the election. Right?
Yes, it was very close to the election.
Two, I'm not interested in her viewpoint. And just like I said, we want to be able to have conversations about things that are taboo and explore it. We are also not a news source where we have to go, let's have three right-wing things that are taboo and three left-wing things that are have taboo and keep it even. Eventually, or essentially, it comes down to like what interests us. So it's less hypocritical and more subjective, if that makes sense. We're not an objective place. And I did feel like having Lady Maga on is more actually dangerous to... did you see all those people who came out to support QAnon and JFK Jr., a dead person, being on the ticket with Donald Trump?
Yes.
Like, that is to me, but she still represents a more dangerous, with actual consequences for people who are not taking personal responsibility. A cum dump talking about their experience is a person taking personal responsibility. Someone who's supporting a twisted political agenda can brainwash people into voting a certain way, and that has reverberations on people who cannot make a decision because the laws are affecting them no matter what. A cum dump, that's a person-to-person experience.
Also, I think after we had spoken about it, and then I had watched a bunch of her videos where she's, like, talking to the camera and stuff, and this sounds like kind of like a cop-out, but
she was boring.
Not only, she seems stunted. I'm not a professional. This is my personal opinion. Something doesn't seem right. And I don't think that it would have been good for them to be on the podcast because I think it would have drawn a lot of negative attention, more so than they were already getting. It's clear that they're not okay because they've deleted all of their social media, I think. Except for maybe their Twitter. So I just, I think that they have something wrong up top. Okay, we'll edit that out. Leave it in.
Let's
leave it
take
in.
A break.
She's fucked in the head. Okay.
Let's take a break.
Leave that in, though. We're back with more voicemails. We're bringing you up. We're taking you down. We're talking about people's mental health. Oh.
Hi, Big Dipper. Hi, Meatball. I'm listening to the Dracula episode right now, and I just wanted to call in to let Meatball know that Bonnie McGee is the one who wrote those songs, not Gigi. Who's the judge on Dracula. Jesus Christ, I can't talk. Okay, bye.
What?
Remember, because I said Gigi McGee maybe wrote all these songs for Katy Perry or something? Bonnie McGee.
Oh, yeah, McGee, the redhead.
Wrote the songs, not Gigi. So again, leaving us more confused than before, who was Gigi?
You never get facts with us. All right.
QAnon.
Hey there, Big Dipper and Meatball. My name is Austin Avery. I am a gay porn model living in West Hollywood.
Let's get to the
good. Okay, let's go. But first time trying to fit a story into 3 minutes. So sorry about the two other messages. This is going to be the right one. But the following incident happened to me just a few hours ago, actually, when I had this guy over off of the Sniffies. I remembered him from another night, actually. He had come over to breed me, and listen, you know the dick is real good, because I don't hook up without filming very often anymore, so this one was just for my own enjoyment, you know what I mean? Things start getting hot and heavy with him when he comes over, and we move through all the good oral and rimming moments. And then just before we start to penetrate, we're making out a little, and he sucks my tongue up into his mouth with this strong force. All I felt was a pop underneath my tongue, and, like, I heard it too. Just a quick little pop. It didn't hurt too bad, actually, but it definitely didn't feel right. So I, like, grabbed the ever-present nearby towel, which I do recommend for any gay sex encounter, and I shoved it under my tongue. And when I take it back out, there's, like, a good amount of blood on it. So at this point, I'm trying not to have a panic attack. And the guy is, like, apologizing and rubbing my shoulders and stuff. I can tell it was an accident, and he feels badly. He checks it out for me, says it's okay, looks a little worried, though. So I go look in the mirror. And you know that little flap or tendon that connects the bottom of your tongue to your bottom teeth? Well, mine is looking more like a little hole under my tongue, or like a tiny little vagina under there. Like, split open, top to bottom. So I'm thinking, do I need stitches? Am I not going to be able to suck dick? Is this going to put me out of work? But I run upstairs to get some ice, shove a cube under my tongue, and it like actually helps a lot with the pain. And then I go back downstairs to the bedroom, and he's fully dressed, like about to leave, of course.
Absolutely.
But all I could think of was the 4-day load he had told me he had pent up, and I still wanted it. So here I go getting my ass up on the bed again, and he's like, oh, we don't have to finish, but I'm like, I want your load. So he took his clothes back off and bred me twice while I had an ice cube and a towel shoved in my mouth. And it was good. And also weird because we were both noticeably traumatized by what had
happened. My mouth tastes like pennies.
Everything is okay. Obviously, I can speak normally. Like, it hurts a little bit if I try to lift my tongue up. So I just try to keep it laying down around the bottom teeth. Hopefully, it heals fast, as I've been told tongues usually do. I guess my question to you is, what's wrong with me? Okay, love
you.
Bye.
What's wrong with me?
Let me say this. For a 2-minute and 50-second phone call,
great
story. It was entertaining. It was good. There were no repeats. So props to your mama. And,
props to your mom.
She gave her full name, and I just started following her on Instagram, which is Austin Avery.
Let me look her up.
She got cake and also an OnlyFans. That is wild. But I will say, when you were saying, oh, I went back down to the bedroom and he was getting dressed again, I was about to interject and I say,
we had a lot of mutual friends.
Your butthole is not injured. Your butthole is just fine. And if you are the person who can take the dick in the butthole, then you should be able to continue with that activity. And I feel like
this list of mutuals is funny.
I feel you're
Bianca,
stuck on the
Del Rio, Willem. Okay, continue.
Yeah, it's like famous drag queens.
Those yeah, that are just like clearly like follow his watch his porn. Continue,
girl. He could be a friend of theirs, and they have a good time together. She got some pictures and wigs.
I thought that was just her hair.
Well, no, I'm talking about the Jesus. Pink one. Okay, don't spend all your time here on the Instagram. All I'm saying is if it was me and I had an ice cube in my mouth wrapped in a towel and I was biting down on it while a man was pounding me from behind, you know, I would be like, I would be playing into that fantasy of like,
you hurt
you're
me,
like
mom.
Biting the pillow.
But also, what are we doing sucking tongue so hard?
Yeah.
Like, that's a little weird.
I do like when a man.
I don't.
Makes me like breathe his breath.
Yeah, but you didn't get to do that the other night because you told me when you were in Palm Springs you ate a sandwich with a lot of garlic on it.
I did.
Yeah.
But then you said, I brushed my teeth.
That's what I told you to do. I said, brush your teeth, brush your tongue, and hit the town.
I went to a man's house last night and I got in and I went to go kiss him and he said to me, he said, I can't kiss deeply. I just had oral surgery. And I said, well, why am I here?
Well, he wasn't going to suck you off.
Mm-hmm.
We know that never happens for you.
I hope your tongue heals. I feel like...
My favorite part of that call was when he said, I don't often have sex without filming.
I know a lot of people who that is part of their deal because they end up filming so much content and the people they film with are so good that when they hook up with people who are not making content, the sex is less good. And they think, well, in order to make my money, I'm fucking 5 times a week already. So why am I having additional sex that
isn't
good?
Why am I giving this hole away for free?
There you go. And based on what you're showing us here on your social media presence, I feel like the underside of your tongue is the least of your worries. So you're just lucky it wasn't like a butt cheek injury or a hole injury.
Yeah. Ooh. A whole injury would put you out of commission, injury. Maybe.
All right, let's do one more and round out the episode. Thank you for that voicemail.
I don't think we have
Why didn't we ask about meth when you're cum dumb? I'm in my 40s. I'm paused, undetectable, live in a major city, travel a lot. In 99.9999% of these guys are on meth, or they do meth when they do this sort of stuff. They're at sex parties and bathhouses, and you can go on Grindr or Sniffies or anything else. There's also a website that's a bareback website, and it's BBRT. Pretty much full of guys on meth who are just looking to get loaded up.
Bareback retweets?
I would have been interested to hear if what his experience is with that. Is he meth-free? Okay, love you guys. Have a good one.
You know, I'll say I was going to assume that he was meth-free, but...
From my understanding...
Recreational...
That's meth, true. He is meth-free.
I don't know enough about meth to know. But he seemed... I don't know. He seemed meth like he was doing it for himself and, like, was just very organized about it.
Yeah, meth is a really big, big hot-button issue. It claims a lot of lives. It ruins a lot of lives. And I think it is a big part of the conversation that we didn't get to.
We should have someone to talk on about meth use in the gay community. And like,
Diva, we are your Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen cum dump detectives. So I'm sure... I'm sure we will continue the conversation. Meatball, it was nice chatting with you today.
It was lovely chatting with you too. Well, we had a wonderful time. If you'd like to like and subscribe, go ahead and do it. You can follow us on Instagram at Spiciest Meatball and Fat Drag. No, I'm Fat Drag Meatball on Twitter, Spiciest Meatball on Instagram, Big Dipper Jelly on Instagram, or our podcast Instagram is Sloppy Pod.
Also, asked me why you never promote my Twitter.
But it's because it's the same as your Instagram.
Right.
Big Dipper Jelly on Instagram and Twitter. Spiciest Meatball on Instagram. Twitter, I'm Fat Drag Meatball. Don't forget to like and subscribe so you don't ever miss an episode, which come out every Tuesday and Friday. If you'd like to email us, send an email to sloppysecondspot@gmail.com. Or you can call in with your own fuck talk story. You can talk about you anything. Just 213-536-9180. My neighbor. I mean, goodbye. She's out there.
Doodle-a-doo-doo forever. Dog.
To listen to Sloppy Seconds ad-free and one day early, sign up for Forever Dog Plus at foreverdogpodcast.com/plus.
Sloppy Seconds is produced by Forever Dog and Moguls of Media, a.k.a. Mom.
Hosted by Big Dipper and Meatball. Music, editing, and sound design by William Pitt.
Executive produced by Willem Belli, Alaska Thunderfuck, Joe Cilio, Brett Boehm, and Alex Ramsey.
Our artwork was drawn by Christian Cimarroni.
And our theme song was written by Mike Malarkey.